I'm Lance Carter from Daily After. Today I'm talking with Christopher Douglas Reed, who plays Filthy Phil on the FX series Sons of Anarchy. Chris got his start in San Diego at the La Jolla Playhouse's production of Tobacco Road. From there, he got an agent, and a year and a half later and a lot of driving, he finally booked something, a commercial for Sprint. "And a few months after that, I got Sons," he said. His character on Sons of Anarchy is gaining steam this season, and I got a chance to talk to him about his audition for the show, working with the cast, and how he crashed on Charlie Hunnam's couch because he hadn't moved to L.A. yet. I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers. Every little click does help. And now, here's Christopher.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much, Mr. Carter. What is going on with you?
Sitting here with a cat right next to me.
Nice. I got two dogs.
Good. So I'm curious, how do you go from living in San Diego to working on Sons of Anarchy? Were you driving up back and forth for auditions and you just got lucky? Or I guess, help me out here.
Yeah, man, it was a lot of driving up. It took me about, I did a professional play at the La Jolla Playhouse, which is one of the country's best regional theaters.
What play?
Tobacco Road. I play the role of a glorious Georgia cracker. And it was a blast. And from there, I got an agent. It took me about a year and a half to book any sort of job. I did a Sprint commercial. And then a few months after that, I got the Sons gig. And it was just a lot of driving. A lot of keep going out for calls and doing the thing. It's something where if you got to just keep planting the seed, and finally I got really lucky with Sons. And Wendy O'Brien, who's the casting director on it, is one of my favorite people in this town. She's always been great to me. And we went from there, got into... I actually auditioned for a smaller role at first. I auditioned for the role of Head Redneck in last season's episode 4. Who, if you remember, he was the guy that Piney hit in the face with a shotgun, which is, I'm sure that was a blast, but I was really fortunate, and they told me it's a Filthy Phil.
So now, with this, are you, when you're not working, are you auditioning for other things, or are you going out a lot?
Yeah, absolutely. Very much just working and trying to keep doing more stuff. I go out, I'm not your Hollywood guy, I'm not 180 pounds and 6 foot. So I don't go out a ton, like some of my other friends who go out, 6-7 times a week because there's rules for them everywhere. But I'm fortunate in that I'm not that type. And when I do get to go out, it's a more limited amount of people in the room. And I actually know a few of the guys I audition with all the time. It's a small community, as it were, and I just go out as much as I can when we're not working. I love being on the sunset because it is a measure of, comfort that I'm going to be there for at least a few weeks during the season.
What has this role done for your confidence as an actor?
Well, a ton, actually. It's been extremely amazing, and I've been very fortunate because this was my first job in television. I had done professional theater before, but never anything in front of the camera. And the role started off as, just somebody who was around and being introduced to the club and being introduced to the viewers, and, it's kind of grown to what we got to see last night. It was its biggest exposure, so... It's been really great. I haven't had to do anything really incredible or anything extremely challenging until last night, and it's just been a blast being able to hang around set, being able to learn from the folks like Ron Perlman, Kit Coates, and Charlie Hunnam. It's just been fantastic, and my confidence level has risen pretty much with every episode.
How has your life changed as a result of being on the show?
That's a difficult question because it's changed in a lot of ways. For instance, I was born and raised in San Diego and just moved to Los Angeles, and probably wouldn't have done that without Sons of Anarchy. And this past season, I was really fortunate and did some work on some other TV programs that I'm not sure without the Sons on the resume I would have gotten. So So it's been a lot of things, and just the whole experience has been so fantastic. It's hard to, you know, list all the ways that my life's changed, but it's definitely been a significant upswing.
We've talked to a few people from Sons of Anarchy before, and the cast has always touched upon the chemistry between the actors on and off set. And could you elaborate your part or your role as a prospect, and if that carries on behind the scenes at all?
Yeah, it kind of does. You know, when I first got on set, like, it was my first TV job, so there's a little bit of apprehension there. And the first scene I filmed was the prospect getting brought in to the, you know, to the clubhouse and then into the chapel and receiving their cuts. And that's just an ominous moment, I'd imagine, for anybody who's trying to get patched in. And it definitely helped me what was going on, you know, in terms of my real life. In that, you know, I'm a new guy coming in, and everybody's had been on set for 3 seasons. So everybody's already built up a certain measure of thing. But the guys were so great. You know, Charlie Hunnam, for instance, within, you know, a week, gave me a place to stay because I didn't live in L.A. at the time. And, you know, they've all been extremely generous, and they've all been extremely kind in their support. And it's true. There's just a definite camaraderie on that show amongst the boys that makes it unique from what I've seen in other jobs I've done and on other shows. It really transfers over to the screen. We all care about each other. We all have a blast going to work, and I think that shows.
Thanks, Christopher, and thank you for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and so much more. Thank you so much again for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.